Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
That person has gone. Turn it over to the General Andrew because he wants to greet you all in the name of Jesus. Have some closing remarks even as we, before we end, and turn it over back into the host. Say amen as he comes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory unto God. Glory unto God. I thank God for the powerful word about listening to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Apostle April, as I said, she's one of the most dynamic speakers in the earth realm today. I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for it. Listening to the Holy Spirit is very vital. Lord God, we thank you for this dear, precious woman of God. Thank you for my beautiful wife, Lord. Lord, cover her in your blood, even now in the name of Jesus. Let there be no backlash or retaliation for this word that has been released to the, through the atmosphere to your people. Lord God, let the blood of Jesus be applied upon her and the holy angels be encamped around her. We decree and declare these things to be so in the wonder-working name of Christ Jesus of Nazareth. Let all God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That was an awesome word about the Holy Spirit, and I'm just going to listen to the Holy Spirit because I'm going to prophesy over some of y'all life before we get ready to get out of service. I want to prophesy specifically. I want to say some of you all, the Lord was showing me why Apostle April was speaking about to come into marriage. Yeah. Some of you all are about to come into marriage, glory to God. So when I call on you and you feel like you're called to marriage or called to move into a season of matrimony, let me know, and then I'll give you the name of the person that you will meet. Lord's been showing me names, so I'll give you the name of the person that you will meet. I also just want to continue to say that was an awesome message. You guys, even when the general's not in your presence, learn how to tap into what Dr. April said, the anointing of listening. There's an anointing to listen. All you got to do is ask God for it. An anointing to listen, and not only listen to the Holy Spirit, but be a doer of His word. Be a doer of His word. So I want to encourage you on this morning, on this afternoon, wherever you are in the nation, to understand that the Holy Spirit loves you and He wants to talk to you. Prophets, I tell prophets like this all the time. The Holy Spirit is always speaking. He's speaking through creation. He's speaking through circumstances, through situations. But we as human beings are not always listening. That's why I train my prophets. We train prophets. And I train them that you should have a word anytime. A lot of people say, well, I got to hear the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always speaking, prophet. You just ain't always listening. But that's what sets us apart as generals. Because I learned to tap. We've learned to tap into His Spirit so much that no matter what time, what day, what hour, even in a grocery store, we always got a word for somebody. Always.
Amen.
Always. Always. And He never stops speaking. He never shuts off. Maybe if we making love or something, or we want to go out to eat or something like that, yeah. Then, yeah, He'll be silent. Or we want to go bowling or something like that. But other than that, He's always speaking. So I want to encourage you to learn how to tap into what she just spoke on today. The Holy Spirit, some of y'all on Facebook Live right now, you didn't listen to the whole, you wasn't privileged to hear the whole sermon. I encourage you to go to our website. I encourage you to listen to the whole sermon at www.kci.world. It will bless your life. Because a lot of y'all getting in relationships with people, relationships with people that you thought, because of our flesh, you thought was of God. But because you didn't learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, if you would have learned to listen to the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't have to think, but you would know. Yeah, what I said, you would not have to think, but you would know. A lot of us blaming stuff on the church and church hurt and all of that. But a lot of the situations we wouldn't even have to blame the church for if we would have just knew the voice of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I said? It's time out for the blame.
Amen. Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying?
God.
So everybody got an opinion, just like everybody got a butthole, but everybody ain't saying what's right or coming from the throne because they're not connected to His Spirit.
Amen.
Don't get me started, though.
Stop.
Be careful. Be careful about placing your mouth on people of God. And I'm going to say this, too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, too.
That's all right.
A lot of them are heathens. A lot of them are heathens. A lot of them are heathens. Oh, they ain't seen a church in 10 years, but they got an opinion.
Yes,
but check this out. Soon as cancer hit their loved one's body, or soon as they're in a fix and they need somebody to pay their rent, they're going to be knocking at the doors of the church.
That's right.
Catholic charities or whatever, you're going to be looking at the church for assistance. But you want to put your mouth on the church. Jesus Christ loves his church. You better be careful with that. I done seen people get checked up out of here within 24 hours by misplacing their tongue on the wrong man of God.
Thank Jesus.
I don't know why I was led to say this, because I said I'm a prophet to some of y'all, but this is what the Holy Spirit wants you to say. You better be careful. Don't be ignorant. I'm going to put it that way.
That's right.
Don't be ignorant. Because ignorance. You know, I'm going to say this. You know the word nigger? You know what that word means?
Ignorant.
I want y'all to look it
ignorant.
Up.
Ignorant.
You know where that was derived from?
Ignorant.
Right. You know where it was derived from? Yeah, it's ignorance. And a lot of people got got the niggerish spirit.
Yeah.
You don't got to be black,
Jesus,
be a nigger. You can be whatever race is your behavior. And a lot of people got that spirit on them. I cast that spirit down now in the name of Jesus. Don't speak ignorant. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes.
You don't want people looking at you like that. When people look at you, you want them to say, wow, she's classy. Wow, he's intelligent. Wow, they got it going on. Wow, they represent God. I want some of the God that they represent. Don't fall to the level of these heathens. Don't fall to the level of media, whether it's social media or whether it's the regular media. Don't fall to the level of media portraying people that are speaking evil against people when they have no facts. They're not even qualified. Don't jump on the bandwagon of the media. Listen to me. You reap what you sow. You crucifying that man. God allow circumstances to happen in your family where your family will mess around and be crucifying you.
That's Jesus.
That's right.
What did the Bible say? The Bible said, they said, crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. That's what they was yelling when they was talking about Jesus. They were saying, crucify him. And that's the same thing we do today. One day you love us, leaders. The next day you hate us. And you talking about everybody and their mama want to talk about love. No, you ain't got love. You hate us. Anytime you can spread all across social media and talk about men and women of God, that's hate. Let me tell you something. All haters go to hell. Every one of you all that placed your mouth on that man of God, you better go back and repent.
That's right.
I tell you that to your face.
That's right. That's right.
Because I'm a real prophet. I'm not afraid of nobody.
God. That's right.
You need to repent and be ashamed of yourself.
That's right.
You need to repent and be ashamed of yourself. Let me tell you this, and I'm not just proclaiming this just to speak it, but I see sickness coming to some of y'all families because of what you've done.
Jesus.
I see premature death coming, and it don't even got to be that way.
Wow.
Jesus.
So I'm done, but the Holy Spirit really wanted me to touch on that, because what she spoke is truth. You need to have the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you need to be so consumed with the Holy Spirit that you're not following the crowd, but you're following heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen to me, people of God, and then I'm going to prophesy to some of y'all. Listen. Any one of y'all that had the nerve to get on social media or whatever and place your mouth on that man of God or any man or woman of God, when you ain't in their life, you don't know nothing about what they do behind the scenes. You don't know how much money they done gave, and you ain't gave yourself, and you place your mouth on people, you need to repent. Thus saith the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you now, you need to repent. It's much serious than you think, especially if you call yourself a Christian. Okay, you don't call yourself a Christian because some people, they super deep. I don't call myself a Christian. If you call yourself a believer, you need to repent.
Tell the truth.
Because one minute you slapping the man upside his face, but next minute you'll be knocking at his door asking for assistance.
Say it.
Listen to me.
Come on now.
I am very, very careful when it comes to talking about against pastors. I will speak thus saith the Lord if Jesus Christ tell me to specifically. Yes, I will. As far as nationally, like how the Lord showed us some pastors passing away and stuff like that, we will speak those warnings or we will speak those prophetic oracles from God. But I'm very careful about placing my mouth on pastors and leaders. Number one, because I was one. I'm an apostle now. I can operate as a pastor. I got pastors under me. But I was one for 5 years. I pastored, and I know how it feels. So be careful, women and man of God. Be careful.
That's right. Amen.
So I'm about to prophesy, but first the Holy Spirit wanted me to say something. I have went into the realms of the Spirit. Even last night, me and my wife we was praying for hours. Nation, and the Lord showed me a plane in the air. It was a. Please share this, by the way, Facebook Live people. It was a plane in the air. So you need to be you need to follow the Holy Spirit and be very, very prayerful in this hour. The Holy Spirit showed me a plane in the air, and the plane began to turn sideways. And as it turned sideways, it took a nosedive, and it crashed into the earth, and it burned up.
Jesus.
Anybody that's traveling in this hour, you by plane or by train, you need to stay very prayerful. Lord showed me this winter, Minnesota is going to have a mighty, mighty bad winter. Many people are going to pass and die.
Oh wow!
Let's stay prayerful that God have mercy on us so that don't come to pass. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
This is what I hear concerning the Holy Spirit. I also heard in the realms of the Spirit. We need to keep seeing in the realms of the Spirit a major preacher leaving this earth. And when the preacher left the earth, I seen there was a discombobulation. There was so much confusion that took place in his church. So much confusion because the foundation was not laid for leadership to succeed. The foundation was not laid, so I've seen a lot of madness, families arguing, a lot of people falling out with one another, a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. Let's stay prayerful.
Yes, Lord.
I also seen a major R&B star singer dying. Let's stay prayerful for our secular artists so that they may turn unto Christ Jesus. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
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 Glory to God. There's so much more that I've seen and that I've heard, but I'm going to close it out now. Me and my wife have so many secrets that that God is releasing in this earth, but we're going to release a lot of them. I said in 40 days. Now I say it in the next 29 days, we're going to begin to release a lot of secrets in the earth, even in you all's region. Keep Detroit in prayer. Ha, glory to God. I seen something else that was coming concerning the water, even in the Detroit area. Keep them in prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. So I'm going to take a few callers right now. I'm going to take a few callers. Like I told you, I see many of y'all women getting married. I'll tell you the names of different people. I'll give you the names. Glory to God. Many of our daughters have already been proposed to and married this year alone. And I want to say, daughter, you are next.
Man, I
to God. Say your name if you need prayer and let me know. Keep it very brief. Keep it very short. You don't got to tell me your whole history. The Lord already shows me. I can read your life from front to back. Glory to God. But just say your name and what you need prayer for, and then I'm going to prophesy to you. Go forth.
Antoinette. Yes. Yes, I need a serious financial increase and marriage.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God said he's going to blow the winds of prosperity over your life. I see somebody with a J name, somebody named John that you're going to meet, somebody with a J name that you're going to meet. Glory to God. This is a divine connection. I even see something with contracts. Glory to God. Contracts. The Lord said he's going to favor you in. But the Lord said even right now, I'm calling you back to a place of prayer and fasting because of what I'm about to release over your life in prosperity-wise, the enemy don't want you to have it. There will be, listen to me, I release this now. There will be a financial angel that will visit your house in December. in December, the month of December, there will be a financial angel that's going to visit your home. You're going to begin to have these dreams of money and of wealth. And this is coming from heaven because of the financial angel that has been released. After the financial angel come to your house, after you have these supernatural dreams, you're going to begin to walk in prosperity like never before. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying this. I'm doing this contingent upon two things. I'm doing this contingent upon, it's based upon your faith, and it's also based upon how you sow back into the prophet that just has released this over your life. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I hear you. Amen.
No. Do you really hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear you, prophet.
Glory to God. This isn't a hokey pokey word. This word shall manifest. Glory to God. If you have not seen the testimonies of the miracles all around the world, I encourage you to do so. But I want to encourage you right now today that the angel, the financial angel, is going to visit you. But you have to, number one, you must be bold in faith, and number two, sow back into this prophet. Don't be stingy with the rewards, because God is using this prophet right here. Not every other prophet that they have came. None of these other prophets. He's using this prophet right here to speak this word to unlock your destiny. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you, prophet.
Well, give God a shout of praise for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Hekorabashikede, Zitikara Mamasha. Thank you.
Thank you for your life. Get ready. What
Amen.
City do you live in, and what state do you live in?
I'm in Georgia.
Okay, glory to God. I also see an open door and see two things, either for you to travel or either relocate. And I see a divine connection with California. California came before me. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
I hope you wrote these things down, woman of God. Ah, glory to God.
I was too excited.
To the replay of this, because it's going to be on our website. You can go back and listen to the replay, and so you can write them down. I encourage y'all to write things down.
I will.
They're going to manifest.
I will.
Hallelujah.
Repeat after me. Say, I thank the Lord.
Lord.
I thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord.
For your boss prophets.
For your boss prophets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Be at peace, woman of God. God has
I am. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. I'll take the next caller.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Yolanda, God bless you. What is it that you seek from God?
I just want to learn how to be obedient to God and to listen to Him.
Amen. Amen. Yolanda, you know how you learn that? Do you know how you learn that?
No, sir.
You just do it.
Amen.
You want to be obedient to God, just do it. And if you have struggles, begin to ask God to help you. Begin to fast and pray. I want you to reach out to us directly. You can email us or you can inbox us on Facebook. I want you to connect with us because I have some instructions that I have to give you that's not in the public. I don't want everybody to hear your business. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, General.
Hallelujah. So I want you to connect with us because I have some instructions for you. I also see in the realms of the spirit you're going to connect with somebody with a C name, someone that is a Cynthia or something. She's going to take like a motherly figure role in your life in the very beginning. But I hear the Lord saying, watch. I hear the Lord saying, stay prayerful, because she's not only going to take a motherly role, but I see sexual advances in connection with you, meaning that she's going to like you sexually. So be careful. Did you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, General.
Glory to God. Also, I see where the enemy wants to give you pains in your body, but I cancel that even right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over you and the fire of God to touch you. Raise your hand up and receive this. In the name of Jesus, fire touch her. Go through her even now. Fire!
Lord, hallelujah.
Touch her, Jesus. There he is. He's pulling out of you. He even told me to tell you, prophetess. The things that you see, the dreams that you have, don't think it as spooky or don't think it as strange, but I've called you prophetess in this hour. You just need training. You are called as one of his prophetess in this hour. Glory to God. That's one of your gifts. What I said.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, General.
He said he's going to wipe away the tears, even those in your childhood. I'm not going to go too deep because it's not my point to embarrass you, but we're going to talk even more. But he's going to wipe tears away that was even in your childhood. And I seen something even with your stomach. Your stomach swelling up or look like it was pregnant or something like that. I'm praying that this is a spiritual pregnancy. Does this bear witness with your spirit?
Yes, sir, General.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir, General.
Hallelujah. Have I ever met you face to face?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Have I ever met you and talked to you face to face about these things?
No, sir, General.
Well, give God glory. It's your season.
Glory, hallelujah.
We're going to talk more. God bless you, daughter. I'm going to take another caller. Praise the Lord, prophetess. What is it that you seek from God? Okay, I'm going to take the next caller.
Teresa?
Yes.
Well, praise God. Tell me what you seek from the Lord on today.
Housing, financial blessings. I want to open up a homeless prevention program to help God's people. And financial blessings and husband.
Amen. Glory to God. You're going to meet somebody with an L name, Alani or somebody. He's going to be like brown skin, maybe about between 5'8 and 5'10. Listen to me real good. Between 5'8 and between 5'10, he's going to be brown skin, and this is going to be a divine connection. Glory to God. He's going to wear the shoe size that he's going to wear is going to be between 8 and a 9. An 8 and a 9 in shoe size. I see him like with some kind of suede, dark blue shoes on. And you're going to know this is a divine connection from God when you meet him. His complexion is going to be like brown skin. Glory to God. And he's going to be a divine connection sent from heaven to help you with the vision that God has given you. I also see you meeting like a curly-haired lady, a fair-complexed lady. She's light-skinned, fair-complexed. Glory to God. God's showing me now that he's bringing her to help you also. And also I hear staff. God is going to begin to place people in your life to cultivate or to develop staff for what he's called you for. I even see like cousins in your family that are going to be connected to this, even some that you may have not agreed with in the past. God said, I'm bringing restoration to the family members. I'm bringing restoration to these people. I see in the realms of the spirit, there's also going to be like some type of sponsor or a check that's going to be released to you between $9,000 and $10,000 for the vision. Do you know what I said? I also see connections out of Missouri. I don't know what this is, but it's some type of connection out of Missouri. I see a connection out of California, and I also see a connection out of Philadelphia. Did you hear what I said? I also see something going on with Mississippi. I hear in the realms of the spirit, the Lord's going to have you go through a season of traveling. You're going to begin to travel. You're going to begin to travel. Ha, glory to God. The hand of God is upon your life in this hour. This year may have been a struggle, but you're going to go out this year with a bang by my word. Listen to me. By my word. Heaven sometimes speaks, and then heaven sometimes may have a prophet decree and declare. But because I have that authority as a boss prophet, as a general, God has given me and my wife that authority. Heaven responds when we speak. So by my word, the Bible says that the prophet said by his word, there will be neither rain nor dew. So by my word, I release financial explosion over your life.
Lord, hallelujah.
You better praise God, girl. I said I release it.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You're going to feel fire touch you. Listen to me. Fire is going to touch your shoulders. What does the shoulders represent? The shoulders represent authority, It represents authority. The Bible says he will put the government upon his shoulders. Who was that he? That he was Jesus Christ. So God has given you more authority to start speaking those things that was not as though they are. Did you hear what I said?
Start speaking
them into existence. He's giving you more authority. You're going to feel a warm heat touch your shoulders. You're going to feel a warm heat touch your face. What does the face represent? The face represents seek his face, the face of God. You're going to feel a warm heat touch different body parts. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you in confirmation. It's your time, it's your season. But also, I want you to connect with me and Dr. April off this call. There's some other things that I need to tell you. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to give you access to speak to us directly because there's some other things that I need to speak with you. I need you to email us or I need you to inbox and when you or inbox on Facebook, social media, whatever, however you need to do it, and make sure you say, General Andrew, I am the young lady that you spoke to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Amen?
Yes, General.
Praise God. It's favor all over you. Ah, glory to God. I release this impartation. You're going to be drunk in the spirit, too. Raise your hand up. You're going to be drunk in the spirit. Raise your hand up. I release this right now. Receive it. Fire! Touch Jesus. And now, I give him the glory. I give him the praise. And I give him the honor. When you begin to laugh or feel woozy in this, like you're dizzy a little bit, that is the heavenly impartation of being drunk in the spirit. So don't think it's strange in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
So many of you all on here. I'm not gonna prophesy, and my wife not gonna she just got through preaching. She could prophesy to y'all too, but we're not gonna prophesy to each and every one of you all. I want you all to go to our website. I want you to sign up for the different programs. You can do that. And when we come to your city and your region, I want y'all to meet us there because we're going to release glory over your life. I know that y'all tired of these prophets that prophesy and things don't come to pass and things ain't happening. Well, we ain't the prophets that do that. We're the boss prophets. We're different. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
So meet us in these regions. Meet us in Chicago. Meet us in Las Vegas. Meet us in Indiana. Meet us in New Mexico. Meet us in Minnesota. Meet us in New Jersey. Where else they trying to bring us in? Meet us in Memphis. Meet us in meet us in Memphis. Meet us in Texas. Yes, Texas. I ain't gonna even go there about Texas, but I did. But now we get calls. People trying to bring us in that region now. I give God the glory for that. And meet us in ATL. We also give God the glory for that. But meet us, and your life will never be the same. Glory to God. I love you guys so very much. I turn it over into the hands of our very own host.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.